This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No. The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I'm doing very important things here. I'm telling my guy weed-eating my yard to make sure he doesn't miss a couple weed-eating areas. So we're a nationally syndicated radio show, and I am texting to make sure my weed-eating is being done proper. Is that interesting or not?
You can never overlook these things, Fred. It starts with a bad weed-eating job, and then the next thing you know, your house is on fire.
So, that's exactly right.
Yes, yes. Get it done.
Get it done. Denise Dirks, Todd Feudin, and our producer, Cal Hunter, here. It is the 9th of April, 2022. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. That's true, Cal.
Pardon me?
That's Cal.
You know what I'm thinking?
He was blowing his nose.
Wow. Well, you know, you're a micromanaging weed-eater.
Micromanaging the weed eater?
Yes.
That's okay.
The micromanager. Yeah, take her down a little bit. Look, this is what's interesting. But during the break, we had some really cool discussions. And Denise brought up the important thing is she's having a wonderful American barbecue tomorrow. And she said she's having ribs. By the way, if you want a rib, I don't know, Denise, I'm not saying anything. I know you're a good cook, and so is Michael, your husband. My rib, you're not going to have the type of ribs that I have. Mine are fall-off-the-bone ribs, man. They fall off the bone when you get them. They're so good. Ribs, meat, et cetera, et cetera. Then she asked, what else? She's got corn on the cob, Todd.
Potato salad.
And then she wouldn't. She said, what else do we have to? I said, you got to have baked beans. And yeah. Todd and I looked at each other. Did you get the invite?
No, I didn't get the invite.
I think mine was lost in the mail.
Mine's lost in the mail, too.
I'd be curious now, if anybody else has any suggestions as to what is a staple in an all-American barbecue. Let us know. That's what I want to know.
I want to do it right because I have my foreign exchange student from 2007 here, and he has brought his family with him, his children with him.
Out of where? What country?
France. Yeah, he lives between Marseille and Nice.
Well, they won't like it anyway. So French, they won't like what you do.
I think they will.
I'm teasing.
I think they want to do everything that's so traditional. I sent them up. They didn't even know about Tahoe, and I sent them up to Tahoe, and they had so much fun.
That's Lake Tahoe. Yeah. Those of you who don't know, it's up on the Nevada-California border. Beautiful lake.
Yep.
We're going to talk today about another case or no case that Cal Hunter has lined up for us. We're going to talk about a potential juror, what they said. We're going to get into Boris Becker's bankruptcy, some bankruptcy issues or questions that you might wonder about. We're going to go over also the Varsity Blue lawsuits. Those were the Lori McLaughlin scandal.
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
Lori Loughlin, her husband.
We're going to talk about that. There's more prosecution cases going that don't hit the news, but we're going to talk about the latest there. And then what we have is we have a case or no case about something.
About a constitutional lawyer who said he knows the law better than the people who are enforcing it in the county courthouse.
Okay, well, that might be true.
Yeah, it might be.
Let's roll that.
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Nyack, New York. Everybody's a constitutional lawyer these days, recording the cops during traffic stops, being a general pain. And this man wanted to go inside the public building, the county office building, to ask for an item relating to public record. But security said, we'd like your ID, please, a piece of government ID. And the man said, so let me get this straight. You want me to provide government ID to go into a government building? I don't think so. I want to talk to a public official, and I am a member of the public. Security and he went back and forth and back and forth. The police were called. And finally, he was told, you put out that camera. You stop taking video. And he said, no. They said, well, it's against policy to take video. And he said, I don't care. And so he went back and forth and back and forth again. The police came. The man was nonplussed. He went to his jailhouse lawyer buddies, to his meeting, and said, these people are trying to make me do this. What do you think? Do I have a case or no case? Do people have to follow county policy even if it is against a constitutional principle? That's the question that was asked. And I guess we get to start with you, Todd. Case or no case?
Well, I think the question here is whether or not it, having a camera, what he did and what he was being asked to do, violates a constitutional principle.
Right.
So I think that there's a twofold issue here about when it comes to the type of case. Does he have a civil case for a violation of his rights? Conversely, does he have a defense to a criminal case for possibly trespassing, not in connection with... Because you said he talked to his jailhouse buddies, right?
Right, just talked to his friends. I mean, he wasn't in jail. They have a little group of people.
He wasn't arrested.
Right, when I say jailhouse lawyers, I mean people like me who aren't lawyers who like to talk about the law. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you know, so saying he was arrested because of this.
He was confronted by the police and threatened with arrest.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This, you know, there are no shortage of videos like this on YouTube
all over the place.
And, you know, it's people out there. I get you have your constitutional rights, but they're looking for a confrontation. In my opinion, if you're inside the government building or trying to enter a government building for purposes of safety, they can request your ID. I believe that they're okay doing that. If you're filming outside the government building on public property, they can't prohibit you from doing that. You can't be prohibited from filming law enforcement. That doesn't sound like this was either, because in your scenario, he was trying to get in, right?
He was inside a public building.
Inside a public building.
Which, by the way, is defined, according to him, as an area to which the public has expected access. And by the way, I'm a member of the public. That's what he said.
This is an interesting scenario, but it did not result in a case. No case.
Okay. Denise, what do you think? Case or no case?
Was it a courthouse or what kind of a pub? Yes.
It was a courthouse and office building.
Yes. Yeah. I called it. You can actually film outside the courthouse, even inside the courthouse, but not inside the courtroom. So I think this is a case, and I think it establishes the principle that there's no recording inside the courtroom, but there's no restriction outside. The thing about it is, can you view courthouse records without giving your ID, a government-issued ID specifically? And I do think that you have to give an ID. It's to protect the public records. So depending on what constitutional right he's trying to protect against, and that's his right to, you know, videotape or record in the public face, or if it is his right to view public records. I think he's going to lose on the public records, but I think he will win on being able to do a camera inside the non-courtroom areas.
All right, the purpose behind this meeting was to get something from the county clerk under the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Okay, Mr. Penny, what do you think?
Okay, so I'm saying that it is a case.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm saying that on the Freedom of Information Act, he loses because he has to have the ID.
Okay, Fred, case or no case?
It's a case, and he loses because the government does have an interest in a number of things when it comes to government buildings. They can restrict what you bring in or what you can't bring a gun in. You can't bring, you know, a little pocket knife. I mean, there's things that they disallow, and they can do that. And it's constitutional, my understanding. So the answer is he loses, and it is a case because they could require you to turn things off, not bring things in, do whatever they want.
Here's a hint, by the way, a hint. He willingly went through security screening. Willingly. That was not a problem.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back after this.
Okay, we'll give you the answer to case or no case. Pretty interesting thing. I mean, people have these questions all the time, like Todd said, especially who are snarky looking for police officers will start, not a fight, but a confrontation with cops will start to film them when they get pulled over. Doesn't make them all that happy in many cases. So we'll talk about the answer to this case or no case after this on Radio Law Talk, on many great local radio stations, and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick car wash. Don't drive that dirty car.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
That's
Todd has kitty. If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We are not giving legal advice. We are talking about a case or no case, whether or not an individual can be basically told to, you know, they got to have to show their ID, they got to turn their cell phone off, they got to do this or that when they're coming into a public government building? And the answer is, I know that there's some arguments that, like, in they can to some degree, but not inside. I'm sticking with my story, which is I said that it is a case and that the government can control what you do in those buildings, including showing ID or turning your phone off, et cetera, et cetera. Denise agreed with me, and Todd said,
I said no case. No case.
No case.
So the core issue seems to be, if I maybe help me if I'm wrong about this, do you have to follow a county policy that has been adjudicated to be unconstitutional? If you come into the building and they say, we want your ID, we have to have the ID, you cannot film inside the building. Why is that? It's county policy. But that policy is against the constitutional principles. It's already been adjudicated. That's too bad. That's our policy. Do it or face arrest.
Wait, but you're saying it was already adjudicated instead
of... Well, not this case. The principles, what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and that's what this guy's arguing.
That puts a different spin on it. Because in this case here, we don't know if the policy has been adjudicated as unconstitutional.
This particular policy has not. Not with this county. That's right. So here's let me tell you the story, because Todd, yeah, once again, you're rolling, man. You are like a big rock down a hill. You're rolling. No case.
Wow. Todd Kunin, home run to number two.
So the sergeant goes running off to talk to the city council, the lawyer, the C-O-U-N-S-E-L, the city lawyer, and comes back and says, sir, congratulations for defending your constitutional rights, and good for you. He met with the clerk. No ID. Video was recorded and posted. No court case. A lot of time was taken on this whole thing. But according to this guy, the Constitution was defended and his rights preserved. And he said the core issue for him, and I think it's a good point, is why should the government be able to restrict you from entering a public building that of which you own a piece as a member of the public by showing an official government ID? How's that okay? And that was his question. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I can't get on an airplane without showing an ID, but I can vote with, and that's what this guy said. He said, I can vote without showing an ID. When I can't, I come into this building without showing an ID.
Well, it depends if you're going to vote Republican or Democrat.
True.
But that is, and it depends on who you talk to.
And your state's red or blue, right?
That is case or no case.
Oh, a little throw in there. We love them. That was fun. Oh, my God.
So I got 4 points today so far.
Yeah, next hour, sometimes things get complicated. An adoption of a complicated child. That's next hour.
You know, last week I was in Florida and I was on South Beach, and I'm not going to comment because it was an interesting time.
Was it a spring break for some?
No, it was right after, the week after spring break.
Mm.
So I love Florida. It's beautiful and it's wonderful, but it's just a different vibe. It's a different vibe, and I'm not gonna get into it. I know those who Anyway, I grew up in the country, and just
Florida ain't the country.
No, how do I say this? The bathing suits were very interesting. That's all I want to say.
I was gonna say the vibe starts with a V.
Yeah.
What there was
very interesting. It was very interesting as an older former farm boy. So. Look, in Florida, there's a famous case in Florida that occurred called where they're okay. Two couple things happen. I know I'm just going blah 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 blah.
He's the Parkland. He's thinking about what he saw
in
Miami. Now they're
stop.
Train of thought boarding at the station.
Get your eyeballs off your cheeks and here we go.
Off the rails.
Even my wife's like, oh, this is interesting.
Wow.
I said, yeah. The Parkland shooting, right?
Yes.
So now the Nicholas Cruz has been found guilty. Now they have to pick a jury to determine whether or not he gets the death penalty or not.
And it has to be a unanimous decision.
That's
by
exactly
the jury.
Right. And so we have the judge here, who's Elizabeth Shear. And by the way, I think this is appropriate to say it. We just have to be careful because we have to be respectful. But Todd Kunin has a legal scholar. There's a few people that he has voluntarily decided to give free legal advice. One is, who's the famous actress?
Scarlett Johansson.
Absolutely.
And any time she needs free legal advice, Todd's there for her. And he now has decided to help Judge Elizabeth Shear with any help in the courtroom that she needs.
If she needs a research clerk, an emotional support clerk, I am more...
Emotional support animal.
Hey, as long as I'm pet, we're good. I am happy to assist.
So there you go, Your Honor.
I have a lot of respect for this judge because I think she handled a difficult situation in a very well-mannered way.
Oh, I like the way, because I watched the video, it just kind of went on, you know, didn't stop. So I want Denise to talk about this one because this is a pretty funny one. So tell them about Vordier and how, or Vordier, people say it differently. Denise, tell them this situation, that's what's going on here.
So they're picking a jury just to decide the penalty phase of Nicholas Cruz, and the choices are death, has to be unanimous jury, or if it's not unanimous, he's going to automatically get life in prison for the Parkland shooting, and he killed a lot of people. This really was no surprise that he was going to get convicted if he was found to be sane, and so I'm not surprised by the result, and I like knowing that a jury has to have a unanimous decision in order to put someone to death, because I like that idea, too.
Sure, I agree.
I do believe in the death. I believe in the death sentence for...
Penalty, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, penalty for people that are mass murderers, for people that hurt children, and for people that attack cops or hurt or kill cops. That's my own personal thing. Right. So, in any event... I got
Are you
it.
30 seconds, Cal?
30 seconds is
yep.
what
oh,
he's telling
me. So I have to talk.
I'm going to have
there.
To talk
yeah.
about
yeah.
it when we come back.
Good, yeah. Denise.
Because I tell you, you don't want to miss this.
This is interesting.
It's funny. It's probably would have cost most people a moment to think about it. And this judge went on without a beat.
We'll be back.
Big bottom of the hour break coming up right now. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need, fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
If you're one of those independent people who want your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Civilian evacuations are moving forward in eastern Ukraine a day after a suspected missile strike from Russia killed at least 52 people and hurt more than 100 at a train station. Nate Mook with World Central Kitchen was in the area shortly after the attack.
The damage was spread out from the platform all the way to the outside of the station. There were cars that had been on fire that had been put out by the fire department. there were individuals that had burned alive in these cars.
Mook describing the scene to ABC News. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv. Number 10 Downing Street said the visit was a show of solidarity with the Ukrainian people. The unannounced visit came a day after Johnson pledged another $130 million in high-grade military equipment to the besieged country. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. This is no fun. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
I like our echoey, lovely, cool sound. Cal, what was the that was a really cool bump you did the one before that.
Thank you.
That was kind of a new one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I make some up for once.
What is that? Can you play that bump again?
I don't know if I go. Let's see. This might be it. Let's see.
No. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I had a fun. So anyway, Todd's new date, Judge Elizabeth Scheer.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure she's going to fly all the way from Florida to come meet you here.
She's going
to
file a defamation case.
Not defamation. No, he's not. He just says
yes. Yeah.
Guess what, though? You know, why? Sure, a judge would. It would be really appropriate for a judge to go out with a former prosecutor and public defender guy. Yeah, right.
I could just see the laws. You know, she'd say, you know, Your Honor, I would ask the court to take judicial notice that Mr. Kunin and I are not even in the same league. Duly noted. He has no shot with you.
So the jurors are being questioned,
right,
about whether or not they can commit to the time necessary to be on the jury to decide the penalty phase. And it's estimated it's going to take about a month. It's not necessarily going to be a fast and easy decision. And so they have questions they're asking of every juror. And number one, the first question that the judge is going to ask is, do you have anything that will keep you from being able to commit to the time necessary to be on this juror to make the penalty decision phase? It could be up to a month. And, you know, people are raising their hands. Yes, I'm self-employed. I'm the only person bringing in money for my family. I cannot miss work. My family won't survive it. You know, other people are saying I'm caretaker. I take care of my parents, and they would really suffer if I wasn't there morning to make sure they have eaten and showered and all of that. And, of course, these all seem to be very, very, very good reasons.
And in several jurisdictions, they refer to these as hardships.
this may come up a hardship, right?
That's right.
You have to, we have to preface it. That's what it's called, a hardship.
Right. And so this one particular juror, she says, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I take care of my children, and I also have to take care of my sugar daddy on top of that.
No.
I have to, like, take care of him every day.
She first says, I have a birthday. My two kids have a birthday.
Oh, she changes the date,
too.
Yeah.
And then she said, I'm married and have a husband. And then she says, and I also have a sugar daddy.
That I have to take care of daily.
Daily.
Daily. And she mixes up the birthdays for herself and for her kids. She's like trying to find anything that's going to, you know, resonate with this judge. And the funny thing is, the judge doesn't even react to that.
Right.
She just moves on. Now, does this juror get on this jury? No. She does not get on this jury.
So there's two reasons. There's kicked off for cause, or because you do have something that, you know,
hardship,
or the attorneys kick you off. No, she got kicked off for hardship. But it was funny. If go to YouTube and you can watch it, the judge was very professional. It's like, okay, thank you. Next, it's just kind of like, all right, we'll move on that one. But just didn't bat an eye. The judge just went right on. But you know, I'm telling you, we all know judges. We know they're all human, right? And you know, she's thinking in her mind as she went on, what did I just hear? What I heard?
Are you kidding me?
I'm sure that the sugar daddy's a very important person.
Well, the husband is, and the sugar daddy, both.
Well, maybe the sugar daddy helps take care of the husband.
That could be. I'll tell you, the thing is, it's so outrageous. Look, the dates for her children. She mixes up the dates, and it makes you wonder, was she telling the truth about the dates for the children or not? But if somebody comes into court and says, "I'm married and I also have a sugar daddy," I cannot imagine somebody making that up because of what it would say about it. It's got to be true, which is just beyond bizarre. I've never heard of a hardship like that.
Well, she might have just been advertising.
Well, here's the deal also. Guess what? You know the rule is at least one time in your life you're going to get your 15 minutes of fame. She got it.
She did.
We're talking about it on Radio
Law. I wonder if her husband's aware of the sugar daddy.
He is now.
Yep. Well, I don't know. Maybe he isn't. Who knows? So there we go. That was the most exciting thing that we've talked about all day. Just put it down. Go to YouTube and watch the judge. The best part is Judge Elizabeth Scheer, how she handled it was just, and I repeat this, was phenomenal. Just, I just know what she's thinking. And you know what's happened. The minute, okay, we'll take a break now. What? Did everybody hear what I heard? It's like that.
What was the best excuse you've ever heard? Have you ever heard anything like that? That seems a little crazy. I mean, that
I'm
does
trying
sound
to think
crazy.
Of the excuses. I haven't heard anything really crazy. It's a lot of times. It's, you know, a lot of it's the job. I know I'm the sole provider, and I can't leave my job because. And then some jobs pay you to be there, some don't, right?
Well, $20 a day doesn't really cut it.
No, but I mean, some employers will say, we'll cover your salary if you are a juror.
Yeah, some do. When I was in law school a long time ago, I went to law school down in San Diego, and which, for those of you geographically impaired, very close to the border with Mexico. And one of my professors was an adjunct professor, so he was also a practicing district attorney. And so he had us come and watch jury selection in a case that he was trying. So we're sitting there watching jury selection. This one individual says, Your Honor, I have a prepaid business trip, international business trip, can take me out of the country. And the judge says, well, that sounds like good cause. Yeah, we'll go ahead and let you go. The guy stands up, starts to walk to the back. The judge says, oh, by the way, which country are you going to? He says, Mexico. Hold on. What part of Mexico? I'm going to Tijuana, which is like maybe 5 miles away from our courthouse. Yeah, turn around, sir. Sit back down. That's not a hardship. You're staying here.
That's hilarious. I gotta go back, and I forgot to say something about this juror and the judge. I want to go through that. This is she did go right on with it, but she did kind of like huh? She didn't hear it right. And this is what she says. Okay, this is the juror. And then she says, quote, I have my sugar daddy that I see every day. And this is here's a quote from the judge. I'm sorry. And then she just cocked her head and looked at her. And the lady, the juror said, potential juror, my sugar daddy. Okay, this is the judge. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, but we'll, and then she interrupts her. She interrupts the judge. I'm married and I have my sugar daddy. I see him every day. Here's the judge. Quote, okay, all right, ma'am, we'll come back to you.
Moving right along.
Yeah, I was just like, I just wish I was, you know, every single lawyer was like, hey, did you hear what I just said? Let me tell you. So anyway, all right, we're going to move on from the sugar daddy. Sugar daddies are exciting, but we're going to talk about the Boris Becker bankruptcy. Those of you who don't know who Boris Becker is, he is a former star tennis player.
He was he's like a champion.
He's the Tiger Woods of tennis back in the 80s probably.
Yeah, he did the win. I forgot what it's called, but they win Wimbledon and they win
Grand Slam.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's super, and he's out of Europe, right? He's in I don't know which country in Europe.
United Kingdom.
What's that? I can't hear you. Oh, you're out. Okay. What was it?
United Kingdom. I think he's German, but
Cal, we're out. So go ahead and.
You're doing fine. You're doing fine. Go ahead.
So Boris Becker files bankruptcy. Now, when you file bankruptcy, you have to list your assets, right? And now, if you list your assets and you say, this is all I've got, the people or creditors can fight that and say, no, those aren't the only assets you have. And they can do what's called, again, I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer, but I'm going to think of the name. But they can basically cross-examine you and ask the judge to look into, okay, we want to ask some questions of this individual under oath. Well, before he even gets there, what happens? What happens to Boris Becker? Denise or Todd?
Well, in this case, he declared bankruptcy, and he had assets discharged. But what debts discharged. But what they later found out was that he didn't declare everything that he had. He had assets that he hadn't declared that he had transferred after bankruptcy to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And when this was found out, he was criminally prosecuted for bankruptcy fraud, not disclosing all of his assets, and was charged with a lot of counts. Now, 20 of them, just to give you an idea of how many there were, 20 of those counts were dismissed, including they tried to allege that it was fraud because he didn't turn over his Wimbledon trophy and things like that. 20 counts were dismissed, but he was found guilty on several counts of not disclosing his assets. And this is over in London. And he is facing up to 7 years prison. He has yet to be seized out on his own recognizance or pending sentencing. But he's facing 7 years
prison. I don't know what the bankruptcy laws are in England, but here in the United States, if you transfer assets to somebody that's close to you and it's not a proper sale or anything like that, it can be subject to being set aside in the bankruptcy once you file. And you have to disclose those transfers.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
1-800-711-9.
I like the Amber Joseph Valley. Stop whining.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Oh, my gosh, do we have to bring it up again? The Varsity Blues, man, did we pound this hard, long, and it was taking forever for us to talk. Well, a year. I think a year and a half we talked about this. But it's the Varsity Blues. That's where we had, you know, the scandals, especially in at USC and some other California colleges where they were basically paying to get their kids in a different way that was kind of more fraudulent, like they were on the rowing team and they never rowed before or something like that. And there was one individual that I'm not going to bring up the name that was kind of the backbone of this, and it's a guy that went on to high schools and recruited, and I will never forget when all the scandal broke nationwide. And Lori McLaughlin was one of them, and some stars served some time for this. I remember the guy coming out to the local high schools in California where we are and actually talking to some of my friends' kids about.
And before that, Varsity Blue.
Yeah, before it broke out. So what's the latest? Who wants to talk about the latest?
Yeah, I can start it out if you like.
Start it, man. Start it.
So the scheme, if you will, was the folks could get their kids into some of these big schools like USC and others. We'll just focus on USC for purposes of this story. And the way that would happen is that the coach of a specific team in a sport, whether it be water polo, and these are like not the mainstream sports, football, basketball, baseball, things like that, but other lesser followed sports, in this case rowing or water polo, the coaches for those teams would open up spots, I'm using air quotes, that could be filled by the children of some well-to-do folks in exchange for charity donations to a program, and then they had to deal with the issue about whether or not that person had grades enough to get in, and so as part of the
scheme... Or passed a certain test.
Yes. And
entrance test.
As part of the scheme, it was taking those tests, either giving a student extra time to take it or just having somebody take the test for them. And that was exposed, and people were prosecuted as a result of that. Now, a lot of people pled. The celebrities, you know, most of them pled, and we talked about those. But now they're getting to the trials of some of the people that participated. And one of them was the former coach for the water polo team at USC. And he was found guilty this last week for his part in the program. And he tried to raise the defense that, you know, the school knew what was going on, everything was happening. The school was saying, no, that is not the case. And he was still solely responsible. So he was found guilty and he is pending sentencing. Jury didn't buy his defense for his participation in that. And there's another individual. Now, just at first glance, Fred, Denise, you know, if you think about the participants in this, you've got the parents that were trying to get their kids in, and then you have the people that were facilitating that were essentially selling this program. We'll take the test. Say the person that actually went and took the test for the kids. At first blush, who would you think, from a criminal standpoint and punishment, is more liable? You know, the parent was trying to get their kid in, or the person that came up with the plan and was marketing it to the parents, do this way we can get your kid in.
Okay, I'll answer that. I remember doing this and talking about this, and I'm going to take a devil's advocate.
Okay.
Here's the devil's advocate. So you have to talk about damages. What occurred that was, quote, illegal and damaged someone? And I'm not saying I agree with this, but this is another argument, guys. So let's say Lori Loughlin comes in and wants her daughter to go to USC. And, again, I'm not saying Sally Jones comes in and wants their daughter to go to USC, and they put her on the water polo team or the rowing team. By the way, most colleges, there's the standards to get in if you're a normal student. And athletes, the standard is much lower, because otherwise most athletes wouldn't be able to go to a lot of these schools. So it is a lower standard, and which, rightfully so, you can to some degree. Okay. Now, what happens if this individual brings in, let's see, if my kid goes to USC, I will donate $10 million to the new USC engineering department for a new engineering building that they need to, let's say, you know, advance electricity or something like that, or electrical engineering. Does that help? Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
As long as my kid gets in, that's a good thing.
It helps to fund stuff at the school.
But right. What I'm saying is it helps and benefits all the students in the school and maybe even outside the school. So is that wrong? I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with it. Is that wrong for big donors to come in and help the school and the students if their children get in? Yes or no?
I would say if the school says to them, hey, look, you know, we'll open up a spot for your kid if you want to go ahead and donate to this, and everybody knows that's why the kid got in, that's fine. I would say it's less above board if – I'll tell you what, don't tell anybody this is what happened. We'll squeak them in as a water polo player, even though they have a fear of water. They've never been in water. They've never done anything. But we'll squeak them in, and we'll also get somebody to take the entrance exam for your kid.
No, let's throw the entrance exams out. I'm not saying that's clear.
You're changing my hypothetical.
No, yes. My hypothetical didn't include doing anything illegal like that.
But my hypothetical was first.
Okay. All right. But back to my hypothetical, would you – is that bad or good?
If there was nothing illegal, I would say it's okay. It's fine. If there's nothing illegal.
But according to some, that's not right.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that people feel like people of money and privilege get access that other people don't, and that it's not really fair to base it upon, you know, somebody's financial situation.
Well, they base it on other things too, Denise, besides
financial. Yeah, but
not
solely.
There's a lot of people that get in colleges that don't, quote, meet the high criterion that are getting in under other for other reasons. So don't forget,
sure,
it's not just
sure,
academics.
But not financial.
It's not just academics. It's other things. And again,
the distinction in your fact mm-hmm. is the financial contribution. So not everybody can do that. So it does give them a leg up. It gives the children a leg up, and that may not be exactly fair. This is public school.
But is it fair that $10 million rolled into that school to help all those students?
Sure, but it shouldn't be conditioned on the child getting in.
Then the $10 million doesn't go.
True.
And those children don't.
That's true.
It doesn't affect. So I don't know. I was just saying. It's interesting. I've just thought about that and wondered.
All right. So getting back to my question.
Sorry.
Getting back to my question, which is, of the guy who went in and took the tests for the kids and came up with the program.
That's a bad deal.
And the parents who paid him to do it because he solicited that, say, hey, I can do this stuff for you. Who do you think should get the longer sentence?
The guy that
repeatedly did it for a lot of different people.
Yes, I agree.
So that guy's name is Mark Riddle. And he did cooperate with the authorities, but still, he made $250,000 taking tests. He was paid about $10,000 a test. So 25 people he took tests for. He was just sentenced this week. Now remember, Lori Loughlin, how long did she serve in custody?
3 months.
6 months. And her husband was 8 months,
something like that.
And then Felicity Huffman, celebrity, she had 3 months. Yeah, Mr. Riddle got 4 months. He did participate. He cooperated, but he got 4 months.
He was the one taking the test. But he cooperated against the parents, so he took out a lot of people.
He got paid. That's the difference.
I know.
Lori Loughlin, those, they paid to the school. They gave money to the school where this guy got paid to do this.
But the whole focus of the varsity blues was trying to get at these wealthy people and that were getting their kids in and all of that. What is the guy that was the underlying mastermind of this? What has Singer gotten?
I don't think he's been sentenced.
He has not. But he's been testifying in each case.
But right. Riddle was part of Singer's plan.
Yes.
So yeah, I just look at this and go, well, you know, you can be upset with the parents because their kid got in, which meant some other kid didn't get in theoretically. Well, if Riddle took 25 tests for his kids, Riddle's behavior led to at least 25 people not getting in because he helped 25 kids get in.
And that's a fraud. He's getting money.
He only got 4 months.
Well, we come back. Hour number two, we got the case or no case, and we're going to talk about we'll let you know what we're going to talk about when you come back.
Like Fred said, a lot of planning, a lot of anticipation for the third hour of Radio Law Talk, so you stay tuned, and we'll be back with that at 6 minutes after the next hour. And if your local station does not carry Radio Law Talk next hour, you can click over to RadioLawTalk.com, where we are streaming live. In fact, we'd look forward to meeting you over there if that meets a need for you. Thank you. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.